Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you have similar concerns as voiced by people like Senator Graham?
Well, if Susan Rice is nominated for a cabinet position, I will want to meet with her personally because I still have questions about this whole Benghazi. I think it's premature to judge whether I could, you know, vote for or vote against her based on without meeting with her. And I want to give her the courtesy of sitting down and just saying what happened here and what are the answers to these questions.
All right, but do you see where some like Mr. Graham are unsettled even more so after their meeting? Are they voicing concerns to you as well?
I talked to all three of them, Senator McCain, Senator Graham, and Senator Ayotte afterward, and I asked why concern, what happened, and based on what they gave me, it continues to raise questions. Ultimately, here we want to get to the truth. It's about more than Susan Rice. It's about the intelligence community. It's about this conflicting maze of answers we're getting, and it seems to change every day. All we want really is the truth, and we want to put this to bed.
800-510-8255, Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. This week, the extravaganza continues. The end of the week, top 10 radio topics, the talk topics of the year. This is a special deal this week. We're focusing on a couple of these items each day, highlighting them and running down the entire list at the end of the week for your consideration. We've got a number of things here that have been important that may have just touched into the top 10, and such is the situation with the story that just aired here from November. That was host Bob Montgomery talking to Senator Dan Coats of Indiana about his concerns regarding Ambassador Susan Rice. Excuse me. Now, let's move into what is, in essence, the next item on the list, and that's the Petraeus Broadwell scandal. Here's host Gary Hoffman talking about one of the reasons Petraeus stepped down. It has to do with photos his biographer posted on Facebook.
The security issues that came up in this relationship between Paula Broadwell and David Petraeus are concerning, and they were concerning, not only to his staff when he was commander in Afghanistan. Paula Broadwell had access to him, and I mean, there's a lot of double entendre here, but she had a lot of access to him that made some of his staff members in Afghanistan uncomfortable. And when he became director of the CIA, she continued to have access to him in ways that made the CIA staff uncomfortable. There's a Washington Post report today that explains that in one incident, Paula Broadwell posted a picture of David Petraeus with Angelina Jolie. Okay? Now, the director of the CIA taking a picture with a movie star is not a problem. It's where the picture was taken. It's in his office on the seventh floor in the CIA building. The only person allowed to take pictures inside the CIA building is an official CIA photographer, not Paula Broadwell. Now, and granted, I mean, it's his office. Other than pictures of his family, ironically, or other things that you're going to see in anybody's office, there probably wasn't anything to be seen there that was top secret. But if the rule in the CIA is that no one takes pictures in that building but an official CIA photographer, and she posts a picture that she took with her own camera of David Petraeus and Angelina Jolie, again, the appearance of a security breach. And if she was posting unapproved pictures of the CIA director's office on Facebook, then you got to figure out she wasn't smart enough to have the filters necessary to protect the security of the United States, if it got that far. And again, we're not saying that anything leaked out, but there's a possibility, and that's why the CIA director stepped down.
800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. We're going through the Talkers.com charts for the top talk radio topics of 2012. The story is just to sort of review. At number 10, Hurricane Sandy, number 9, the Martin Zimmerman case, number 8, the Iran situation, At number 7, the Syrian situation. Number 6, the Rush Limbaugh slut controversy. And we're on to number 5 now, the Petraeus Broadwell scandal. Here is host Lee Rayburn talking to CBS's Middle Eastern correspondent Tula Vlaho about the reaction to the scandal.
How is the story being reported internationally in a way that, you know, we may have missed here in the States?
Well, let's start in Afghanistan, where the newspaper headlines now are about the emails between Jill Kelly of Tampa, Florida, and General John Allen, who is the commander in Afghanistan. And Afghan officials are asking, how in the world did General Allen find the time to exchange between 20 and 30,000 pages of communication, mostly email, in 2 years with one single woman when he was supposed to be running a war? So already questions are being raised whether or not General John Allen's focus was not on the war or was something else other than the war. So these questions are going to dog him for a while until officials in the United States determine whether the emails did compromise U.S. security in Afghanistan or did not.
So, Tula, with 20,000 to 30,000 pages of correspondence to troll through, some of them being described as inappropriate, more importantly, some of them could be seen as compromising to U.S. intelligence and military on the ground in Afghanistan?
They have to go through them. They're saying that that most of these communications were in forms of email. U.S. officials have described them as inappropriate. That, of course, could cover a lot of things. But they have to go through each and every one of them to determine that, in fact, these emails were harmless or maybe may have done some damage. We really don't know until all the communication has been scrutinized thoroughly, because we're not just talking about Tampa, Florida here. We're talking about a region, a very volatile region the U.S. is involved in. We're talking about Afghanistan. These two individuals, General Petraeus and General Kelly, were also involved in Iraq. And this is very, very sensitive territory. And, of course, every effort I'm sure the U.S. officials will make to make sure that the email sent did not compromise security, or if they did, perhaps find out where and try to repair it.
800-510-8255. So the situation with Mr. Petraeus, number 5, and I say Mr. because he's not in service any longer. We will get to some of your callers and the call reaction, some of your calls and callers you heard and that sort of thing. When next, the countdown continues.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know, the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What, do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
Renowned restaurateur and judge on Fox's MasterChef, Joe Bastianich, is helping smokers, chefs, and fellow food service industry workers quit smoking in the new year. Bastianich is teaming up with Blueprint to Quit, a comprehensive resource designed to help smokers address both the physical and psychological aspects of quitting smoking.
Smoking has a huge effect on taste and smell. So my passion for food, on top of my concern for health, was a huge factor in my decision to quit smoking. For 18 long years, I depended on cigarettes, and after dozens of attempts at quitting, I was finally able to quit with the help of Nicoderm CQ and support from my loved ones and family. Support was key in my quit attempt and why I stand behind programs like Blueprint to Quit, which combines resources like Quit Smoking Aid and an online quit plan to help you quit smoking forever.
Blueprint to Quit is available exclusively at Walmart. Visit walmart.com/blueprinttoquit for more information. Bastianich is a paid spokesperson for GlaxoSmithKline.
800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, year in review all week long. We are at number 5, the Petraeus Broadwell scandal, and your calls at 800-510-8255. Here's Kathy in Florida who can't believe the way some people defended David Petraeus.
I can't believe people's reaction. Petraeus is not just a regular soldier having a fling. He's the head of the CIA, our country's national security intelligence. This woman, Broadwell, okay, she's a Harvard graduate. She's a West Point graduate. Petraeus is very impressed with her. He's sleeping with her. God knows what he's telling her. She sends an email, a threat, to another woman. Okay. She's got bad judgment, doesn't she, this woman, Paula Broadwell? She's impulsive. But now, doesn't this make you wonder what the heck?
800. Well, maybe it makes me wonder a few things, lady. Cassie in Ohio finds the timing of all this pretty suspicious.
My focus isn't on the sex scandal at all, and I'm kind of disturbed that everyone's focusing on that. Although it's a tragedy for the general and his family. But given the far-reaching magnitude and the tragedy and mishandling of Benghazi, I find the timing curious. General Petraeus, having now resigned, is a free agent, so to speak. He doesn't have a boss or a higher-up that he's going to have to answer to now. He doesn't have a position he has to worry about. And he, in fact, resigned. He outed himself in regards to the affair, and I found that extremely interesting. He did that all on his own regarding that scandal. In short, if anyone wanted to hold an affair over his head or use it for leverage for anything, given that he was going to be testifying in a few days, they'd be pretty much holding an empty bag right now. I think the timing on this is interesting, and General Petraeus may very well have had a bigger reason to resign and out himself.
Well, that's an interesting and well thought out response to the question, or the interesting review or overview of what Mr. Petraeus was all about or what he was up to. Barbara in Missouri has some questions.
My comment is more about the investigation itself. I'm wondering who authorized it. It sounds like this woman had her friend, who was an FBI agent, start snooping into emails. And then, and the other thing that sounded odd to me about it was that an FBI agent spoke directly to Cantor in the house. So, I mean, isn't there something like a chain of command where that FBI agent should have gone to his superiors who would have gone to their superiors? It sounds like it was kind of an excuse to get into Petraeus's emails, and I think it's still all about the Benghazi thing.
All right, so that takes care of our concern number 5, Petraeus and the Broadwell scandal. Number 4 coming up in just a matter of moments on the countdown.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen here with the continuing overview of the hot hits from this past year, something we do for a week before the end of the year, appropriate here for sure. The stories as determined by the staff of this program and also talkers.com. You can check out the daily report on talk radio at talkers.com, including this list. So from the Petraeus situation, we move into the number four item of the year, the massacre in Newtown, actually the theater shooting in Aurora, and guns in general, gun control. This, I'm sure, will take us the rest of the hour. So if this is something that has piqued your interest this year, you've come to the right place. 800-510-8255 will connect with us. We'll start our report by listening to a conversation that talk host Jonathan Brandmeier had with Brian Feiger, who was in the movie theater in Aurora when the shooting there took place.
How do you feel about what you've seen over the weekend? I'm curious about what everybody feels about what they watched and felt. Have you had a chance to let this sink in?
Yeah, it's really hit me, but I'm trying to get past it because I don't want to just stay depressed.
Yeah, there was a report on people just sit the post-traumatic stress disorder, and it can happen to anybody, not just warriors or Vietnam vets or vets of any type. It can happen to anybody.
Yeah, that's true, and that's what I fear getting, but I'm just talking about it with other people, and that's really helping me out.
Okay. Once again, repeating, when you were in the theater, you were tell us exactly what you saw there. You were right in the middle of it, right in the craziness. This guy comes in.
Okay, so this guy comes in from the emergency exit, takes out the tear gas and throws it up. It flies around and pops. And right when the smoke is diffusing and dispersing, he starts shooting me.
Okay, and so you got up and you got out of there, obviously.
Yeah.
Bolted out the door. Now, so over the weekend, you're watching this stuff. What else did you see? What else did you hear around this weekend that has changed you? Anything else that you know, it's Friday's one thing. You're in shock. There's no question about it. You're in the theater when a guy walks in and begins shooting at you while you're trying to enjoy a Batman movie. And so now you've had a chance to be calm about it. What else is in your head?
Well, I just really want to know what's going to happen to this guy. To Holmes, I want to see what's going on with him. that's really on my mind right now.
Brian, I'm interested in, you know, so many people want to reach out to you and be supportive of you, but at the same time, while you're being treated like a bit of a celebrity, you might want to just be alone. What's the conflict been like that for you? I mean, are people helping you, or are you sort of being crowded too much?
Well, it's actually, I'm doing actually pretty well. I don't want to get too overwhelmed, but I do appreciate the help.
Yeah, so, you know, people are obviously trying to reach out and trying to be part of this and be helping with you, but I guess what I'm not hearing, and I never hear it, maybe it's me. I mean, every time I saw this guy's face, I wanted to reach through the screen and choke him. That's just me. I don't want to hear about his life. I don't care what he did in school. I don't care about his high school photograph. I don't care about him. I care about your friends that were shot in the theater. And that's what I'm not trying to get you riled up. Certainly, I'd rather have you not be that. But it just seems to me I don't hear that anywhere. I don't hear any of that real outrage, but I guess the sadness is still there, so you're really just not letting it sink in.
Yeah, well, I was feeling that way, like, the day after, but I started thinking more about my friends, and I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. By the way, in Chicago now, we talked about this, the AMC Theater said, we will not allow any guests into our theaters in costumes that make other guests feel uncomfortable. When you saw the guy in a costume, did you think, well, there's a guy in a costume? You just, as everybody said, they thought it was part of the Batman hype, right?
Yeah, it was very surprising. I thought it was, just a fan.
They say that they will not allow people to face cover their mask or use any fake weapons inside the building. Very good idea.
Hi, I'm Mark Morial with the National Urban League, here to tell you about the Independent Foreclosure Review. This free program is monitored by federal bank regulators. It provides eligible homeowners with the opportunity to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. If an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedy. To learn more about this and other programs available to assist homeowners, give the Homeownership Preservation Foundation a call at 1-855-778-0855.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And the Talkers Charts for the week is how we're spending, well, actually for the year is how we're spending our time this week on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, second half hour here. Again, a quick review of where we are at this point. At number 10, the Hurricane Sandy story and weather issues. Number 9, the Martin Zimmerman case in Florida. Number 8, what is going on with Iran, nuclear weapons, et cetera, et cetera. Number 7, the Syrian revolt and the instability all over the Middle East. Number 6, Rush Limbaugh and his controversy regarding the slut comment that he made. Number 5, the Petraeus-Broadwell scandal. We'll spend the rest of the hour talking about the shootings, gun control, et cetera, with a couple of more background excerpts from talk radio programs we monitored across the year. Here from talk host Richard Randall is a discussion about the increasing feelings after the shooting in Aurora. This was before anything happened in Connecticut, that we aren't safe anywhere anymore.
I think of the world we live in, especially for young people. We live in a world where what? It's not safe to go to school. Think Columbine and all the others. And on Sunday, you know, you go to church and, well, it's not safe to go to church. Think New Life. Although there's a side of me that says, boy, you know, you wouldn't have seen a shooting like that at a Unitarian church. No offense to liberal churches, but the hatred just seems to be directed at one, you know, band of religion, Christianity. And it wouldn't be safe now to go to a movie theater. I think there were, you know, I don't know how you talk to your kids. I don't know how they learned about it. Whether they were your kids, your grandkids, or your nieces, nephews, whatever. I worry about young people. They're going to grow up in a world where this is just normal. And is it going to happen again? You better believe it's going to happen again. I wish I could sit here today and tell you, no, you know what? This isn't going to happen again. So what will we have? Will we have, it'll be like an airport when you go to a theater. Surprised in some places based on gangbangers and whatnot that hasn't become the case. But are we going to have, you know, security everywhere? You want to go to see the new Madagascar movie with your kids? And what? I either need to bring a gun with me? Yeah, possibility. Or everybody needs to go through screening, and then we find all of the creative ways for the nut jobs like this to do something. I worry about it. I worry about kids growing up in a world where the term lockdown is even part of their vocabulary. Kids are more resilient than I think we ever imagined. But this is a hell of a world we're raising kids in. I'm telling you that right now. And does it surprise me that people are screwed up? It does not surprise me that people are screwed up. I'm not going to use today as a podium to speculate on why this particular killer is more screwed up than other people or than other killers. I will tell you, though, disagree with some people. Heard some guy today was saying, well, you know, it's crazy. And that's all it is. It's like a cancer of the brain. It's like somebody having, you know, a disease of the brain. And that's all the explanation there is. It's broken. And to even want the death penalty for a guy like this is like stepping on baby chicks. Stepping on baby chicks. I would say this. When you start looking at all of these people, and I'm no psychologist, but I understand human nature. I understand the difference between having a feeling and having an impulse, and having control over that impulse. I understand being so angry that you see red, and you might have a stupid impulse. I get that. That's you know, wired into our brains. But picture how much attention, I want you to do this, picture how much attention, how much lasting attention will continue to go to a divisive issue like the Trayvon Martin case, which is, again, centered around not race, but quote-unquote law and order, a person trying to make sure that he had a safe community, and how much goes to this.
800-510-8255, talk host Richard Randall, did you understand at the beginning of that call what he said, I mean, at the beginning of that excerpt from his program about liberal churches? All right, let's keep moving. On Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talked to Senator Chuck Schumer, who talked about the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, and the fact that that Schumer thinks this is the tipping point for changing gun control laws.
I think I should note that we tried to get a Republican from the Judiciary Committee, but all of the members were either unavailable or we said no. I know you are a strong advocate for gun laws. Where do you see this going now?
Well, I think we could be at a tipping point for two reasons, a tipping point where we might actually get something done. First, this was not a single incident. It followed a series of others. In the last few months, we've had mass shootings in Oregon and Wisconsin and Colorado. When the public sees these as isolated incidents, they're less upset than when they occur one after the other. And the public will not accept, as a new normal, one of these incidents every month, these men.
All right, so that's Chuck Schumer. He's been saying the same thing on every television. This guy never saw a camera or a microphone that he didn't want to make love to, so I'm not sure we're going to learn anything very enlightening listening to him. He's been on ad nauseum. But the essence of where we are right now in this discussion, I think, comes around to where we will continue to go with this as the year ends, and this is the number four issue, what happened in Newtown, other situations like this. There's an exaggeration, but there's also a factual accounting. And then there is the posturing of the various groups. The National Rifle Association, for example, last weekend blamed Hollywood for the gun violence that plagues our country. Many of you have heard Wayne LaPierre from the NRA in a statement. It's actually the first one that was made, saying blood-soaked films and video games are at fault, adding they call it entertainment when it's the filthiest form of pornography. He also said the way to stop tragedies like Newtown would be to have armed security in schools. He said the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Well, that has certainly stirred the pot for sure, that and some of the things Larry Pratt said when he was on with Piers Morgan. Meanwhile, celebrities like Jennifer Aniston and Beyonce and Reese Witherspoon, many others have gotten together to shoot a PSA to end gun violence, pardon the pun. They are also demanding an end to gun violence in some movies, television shows. Kate Hudson's involved in this, Jennifer Garner, Jessica Alba, Gwyneth Paltrow, Ellen DeGeneres, John Hamm. Will Ferrell, all part of an online campaign released by the group Mayors Against Illegal Guns. So what do you make of that? 800-510-8255. The amount of information and posturing that's coming from these various groups is pretty entertaining, actually. The video game lobby says, who knew there was a video game lobby, but you knew there had to be a lobby. There's a lobbyist for everything. There's a lobbyist for picking your nose. The video game lobby says, extensive research has shown there is no connection between violent entertainment and violence in real life. This was a response to something that Senator Jay Rockefeller had said. And also, I think Rockefeller has introduced a bill that requires the National Academy of Science to study the impact of violence, the video games and that sort of that industry, and what impact it has on children. The fact that the Entertainment Software Association would say this is as out of touch as LaPierre and the gun people saying what they said. They're not getting what the message is. It isn't about whether it's true or not, and that's really where people get lost in all of this. And frankly, when I talk about this on the air, people hear half oftentimes, depending on how passionate you are about this, you hear half of what I say. I'm not suggesting that there is a connection between gun violence. In my own mind, I think there is, between these violent videos and violent movies. This Quentin Tarantino movie that's coming out this weekend is one of the biggest pieces of trash that you could possibly imagine. The gore, the violence, the splattering of blood and body parts. What happened? Well, it was rated R, so nobody under 17 is supposed to get into it. And maybe that takes care of the guilt that some of these people ought to have with the crap that they produce. But it's a free country, and people ought to be able to go to see this sort of thing. On the other side of the table, however, is the public, and they're demanding a change. So whether it's NRA spokespeople or whether it's the ESA group or whoever it is, Larry Pratt, it doesn't make any difference what you say. You may keep saying it. The public wants this dealt with, and they want a change. They don't see it the way you see it. The majority of people in the country see guns as a problem, and the big expensive guns as a problem, not handguns. It's all about your concept of this. So for those of you who think that nothing is going to happen, or you can fight and fight and fight some more, because there are going to be a lot of people, I think they're gun owners packed a hearing room in the Connecticut Capitol the other day, vowing to oppose a bill that would require new markers on guns so they're easier to trace. One after another, they testified that the technology called micro-stamping was flawed and would increase the cost of guns. But the witness who commanded the most attention was a representative of one of Connecticut's major employers, the Colt Manufacturing Company, a gun maker. The Colt executive said the company would seriously consider leaving the state if the bill became law. You would think that Connecticut government would be in support of our industry, said this fellow. So all of this stuff makes no difference. The public wants a change. And that's why you're going to see some posturing by politicians like Schumer and a lot of maneuvering around to get some sort of change. This commission that will report in January, not only dealing with gun violence, with the guns themselves, the availability of them, but the violence in video and the psychological situation in our country. All of those things are players. All of them are going to be dealt with, and many of you are going to be upset. 800-510-8255 as we continue with this issue. It's the number four item, and we'll have some callers as representative of thoughts on this as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep.
Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. The other day, I went over to an individual who's about 56 years old, somebody I know, and I said to this person, "Hey, what's up?" He said, "Well, I'm 6'2", that's what's up, and I continue to grow." I said, "Wait a minute, I'm kind of confused. You're 56 years old, and you're 6'2", and you're still growing?" Of course, I had a mental block because I'm thinking he's still growing physically. And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, No, it's not physical. I continue to grow." What do you think? Mentally. And he said to me, "I'm always putting new things into my brain. I'm always getting new knowledge. I'm always getting new education because that's what I like to do. I can no longer grow physically, but nothing stops me from growing mentally." Well, the same is for us. Whether you are 4'1", 5'1", or 7, you can continue to grow mentally and prosper and gain knowledge. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
While families bring out their Christmas decorations and holiday baking supplies, it's important to take pest prevention precautions to avoid turning visions of sugar plums into pest infestation nightmares. The National Pest Management Association cautions seasonally spirited decorators to check greenery and Christmas trees for signs of pests before bringing them indoors. NPMA suggests that many indoor spider infestations start when they are brought inside via Christmas trees and holiday greens. As spider populations tend to hide in fresh trees that have recently been cut down, consumers should carefully cull their trees for webs or the presence of spiders before bringing them into the house. Consumers are also advised to inspect holiday decorations that have been stored in non-pest-proof containers in attics, garages, sheds, and basements, all popular refuge spots for pests. Rodents can easily end up in improperly stored tree trimming supplies and then unknowingly brought into living and family rooms. To learn more, visit www.pestworld.org.
Introducing a faster way to push-to-talk. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push-to-talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
The 2012 year in review on talk radio, that's what we're going through this week with a couple of these items every day. We're into the shootings, plural, and now your calls. Matthew in New Jersey thinks people are going a bit overboard on the right to bear arms.
I'm a super, super conservative Democrat. One of the things I like about the Democratic Party is just a wide tent for a lot of people. Like, for example, some people even voted against the health care bill because there are conservative Democrats as well as liberal Democrats. So I believe in the right to bear arms. I'm a hardcore believer in the right to bear arms. But what I disagree with is the right to bear certain types of weapons. And I feel strongly about that. For example, take, say, Bill Gates. Let's sound silly just for half a second for the public right now. Take Bill Gates. He's got a lot of money. Let's say he wants to go buy himself a nuclear submarine because he has a right to bear armaments. Why would he want to purchase a nuclear submarine instead? Because he can certainly afford it and so forth and so on. So in other words, it can become ridiculous. This kid, if I might go on just one second, this kid spent $15,000, 6,000 rounds of ammunition, gas mask, throat protector, groin protector, shield. I mean, come on, he was dressed like a military ninja of some kind. We're talking about somebody who was doing something that was very extreme. I believe that we have the right to keep and bear arms. But I don't believe that we get to go out in a couple of months and spend $15,000 on 6,000 rounds of ammo with semi-automatic weapons and all kinds of stuff to go deer hunting. This guy was planning to go people hunting. And when you look at the way he rigged that apartment, remember, he's still within his rights. He bought all of this stuff legally. He had the right to keep and bear arms. I strongly believe in the right to keep and bear arms. But we have to think about, as a country, to what extent does that mean? Does it mean as my income go up and my ability to buy more goes up, that means I can buy more? My dog's bigger than your dog? Can I really go out because I'm a bazillionaire and go buy myself a nuclear submarine?
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Reviewing the year from the world of talk radio, news talk radio. That's the job for the folks at Talkers.com and those of us who produce this program. We're into the number four item, the shootings at the theater in Newtown, other focus. The focus actually is a bit distracting and distressing. I don't know how many of you saw this headline, but it sort of puts the news media so controls how so many people think. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples of this so you can think about it. And I wonder if some hosts that are on the air today listening to this will pick up on this and maybe run with it a bit. I'm going to start with an interview that Cory Booker did. You don't know him yet, many of you, but you're going to know him. He's the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, 43 years old, becoming a very powerful focus in the Democratic Party. He was on ABC's This Week on Sunday, and he said, quote, "He's sick of this false debate over gun control, a convenient trick to try to divide our country." He said, "Most of us in America, including gun owners, agree on things that would stop this carnage." He went on to say that the public's image of the New Jersey politician, him, as a super... listen to the words the guy's using, and you can kind of get why so many people in New Jersey anyway are excited about this guy. He said, quote, "I don't know if anybody out there has seen somebody get shot. I have." He wasn't done. He went on to say, quote, "I don't know if anybody has put their hand on somebody's chest to stop the bleeding. I have." So he's one of the people who's going to define this discussion, whether you like it or not. It's interesting that the governor of the state is as different as, these two guys are very different, but yet it's a focus on a state that hasn't had a lot of respect, I think, in many different ways. So, at any rate, I find him to be interesting. And then I found this headline. Yesterday, I flew through Chicago on my way to the West Coast. And I picked up a small little newspaper. And the headline on the newspaper was, "Chicago, 446 school-aged children shot so far this year. Chicago has the strongest gun laws in the country. Liberal media silent." Now, Let me just repeat that, because Chicago is our third biggest city. President comes from there. Some people think it's a cesspool. Has the toughest gun laws in the country, some people say. Despite all the shootings, murders, bloodshed, you never hear a peep about this from the media, for the most part, in Chicago. This is a little teeny newspaper. 446 school-aged children shot in Chicago. 62 school-aged children killed this year. How about 62 children are killed? Where's the story about that? That gun violence. What is these the people just in Chicago alone? All those people shot and that many killed. 446 children shot, 62 killed in Chicago. Wow. All right, let's get back, see if we can fit a couple more of these callers in. Tyson in California thinks even if you took away all the guns, crazy people will still find a way to commit these kind of crimes.
I think that the Second Amendment right to bear arms, just like the First Amendment right, is going to be challenged. You could take away guns, you could take away all assault rifles to where people just have bats and knives, and crazy people will still commit crazy things. They're just going to find a way. I just think that this can be worked out to an extent by counseling. There was obviously some issues with this gentleman at school, possibly with the family. You nip it in the rear ahead of time, these people won't commit these acts. And I got to tell you, I was in a movie theater in Century City, California, and the alarms went off. And it is absolutely nerve-wracking because we all sat in the theater not knowing what to do. You're sitting there, ready to see a movie, and I can just imagine how those people felt.
All right, let's finish off with Steve in Michigan with some thoughts on the shooter in Aurora.
First of all, I'd like to say that I am pro-Second Amendment. Had this gentleman had no access to guns whatsoever, he had decided to do it via vehicle, it would have happened. He would have drove through a crowd, and would they attack cars? I mean, Second Amendment is attached to American sovereignty. And pretty much that's what I have to say. I knew this was coming when it happened, and I just thought it was bad for the gun control people to exploit such a tragedy, and it's just not right.
All right, so we have number three, number two, and number one, where next we have our conversations here on the countdown about the year's talk radio hot hits. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.